Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Today, a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Diana Coble. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4/3/25, Mrs. Coble performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of reduction of forced vital capacity and without airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/15/25, there's been improvement. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on agent Noah Goldman. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/3/25, Mr. Goldman performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial activity noted. And when compared to a study dated 9/24/24, there's been no change in power compression study. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Carol Brousseau, BRO, SSEAU, goes to you. Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4/3/25, Mrs. Brousseau performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. Of course, auto capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted. Compared to a prior study dated 1/9/25, there's been improvement period, new pathway compression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial activity showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marjorie Hankin, Hankins, H-A-N-K-I-N-S. On 4/3/25, Mrs. Hankins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was no significant change. Period compared to a prior study dated 12/23/24, there's been improvement. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchodilatic component showing improvement. Period. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry and Philip Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, exposed to Deborah Gibb, I'm sorry, Deborah Cobb, CEO of FFP. On 4/3/25, Mr. Bowen performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change compared to a prior study dated. No, there is no prior study. The paragraph impression, pulmonary disease without a significant component. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lisa Mack. This goes to Corrine Edick, E-D-I-C-K, comma PA. On 4/3/25. Ms. Mack performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort. New paragraph, compared to a study dated 1/2/25, there's been deterioration in the post-bronchodilator study period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some deterioration period. Thank you.